Act 46, Vermont's education reform law, set new education standards and requires districts to merge. The idea was that merging would help manage costs and offer high-quality education to students. The process of combining districts hasn't always been smooth, and on Tuesday, Royalton will vote for a second time on a merger plan. That plan would bring together three districts, Royalton, Bethel, and Rochester, to form the White River Unified School District.
So it would operate under a single school board and with a single budget. And under that plan, high schoolers from Bethel and Rochester would come to Royalton, while Royalton would send its middle school students to Bethel.
That's Matt Hongoltz-Hedling, a reporter for the Valley News. And I talked with him about the upcoming vote in Royalton. I started by asking, what happened during the first vote?
The first time, people assumed that the bill would pass, as it did in the six other communities that were voting on the same day. But over the last week or two, the rhetoric really heated up. Strong opposition kind of organized, and it was voted down. And because of the tight timetable that school districts around the state are operating under, they decided that rather than try to tweak the plan, that they would just try to ask for a revote. So this is, in fact, the very same plan that came around in April.
And you mentioned that deadline that schools have to present merger plans. Could you tell us a little bit about what will happen if they don't present a plan?
Yeah, the deadline was just extended within the last month or two from July to November. And schools that don't successfully get voter approval for a merger plan by November will have their school districts reviewed by the State Board of Education. And so the State Board of Education will look at it, decide whether or not that school meets those higher standards laid out under Act 46. And if they find that they do not meet those standards, the school board is charged with imposing a merger plan from above. And so all indications are that very small schools, like the one in Royalton and Bethel and Rochester as well, would not meet that review, that they would in fact be forced to consolidate in some way.
So right now, just the towns have an opportunity to kind of decide how they want to merge.
Exactly, yes.
Why are people so opposed to merging? You know, wouldn't it be better for them to decide how they're going to merge at the local level rather than let the state do it? What's causing so much debate?
Well, those who oppose it have a lot of specific objections. There are some problems with transportation times. People don't like the idea of long bus rides. There are questions about what the financial picture will look like moving forward. And there are some people who say that there are simply too many unknowns for them to have full confidence in it. But the overall theme seems to be that they just don't like the idea of being told that they have to give up any amount of local control. They disagree with the mechanism of Act 46 and want to, you know, resist it, essentially.
From your reporting, it seems like things are getting pretty heated in the debate between people in favor of the merger and against it. Could you tell me a little bit about what the current mood and temperature of the town is?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing a dynamic that's similar to what we saw just before the measure was defeated in April. There have been just kind of nasty postings on Facebook, personal attacks, accusations of, you know, disloyalty and things like that, distribution of literature that some people say contains misinformation. And so that's all kind of creating a climate that is just, I don't know. It's not very positive for the community, I wouldn't say.
And what happens if voters in Royalton shoot down the merger plan again? Does it only affect Royalton, or are there larger implications of the vote?
That's one of the things that's really added some fuel to the fire here, is that there are seven other towns, seven towns, including Royalton, that are all coming up with merger plans of their own. These are towns within the White River Valley Supervisory Union. And if the Royalton-Bethel-Rochester plan doesn't move forward, that also puts the kibosh on two other merger plans involving four other towns. And so there's also this kind of feeling from outside the community that, hey, you guys should pave the way for all of us to move forward. If not, we run risks as well.
Matt Hongoltz-Hetling is a reporter for the Valley News. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.